I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Can I get approval of the agenda for that?
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Motion and a second. Any additions, corrections? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get approval of the September 20th, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
I move to approve the September 20th, 2022 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No unfinished business, new business, Chamber of Commerce. Monster March, Main Street closure request from Angus to 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on October 31st.
Yes, you're going to do it again. I'm Pam Day, and I'm the membership coordinator. And yes, we're asking for that road to be closed for Monster March on the 31st.
Appears to be the same time as every year, I believe.
Chief, any concern?
No, so we don't have a schedule and plans and protocols ready to go.
Yeah. Could I get a motion to approve Monster March for Main Street closure request from Angus to 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on October 31st?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Buffalo High School homecoming request, street closure, East Fetterman from Main Street to Lobbin on October 10th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and a parade request, Main Street at 6:30. Anybody from the school present? So, Chief, you know anything about? Same as every year, I think.
Okay.
Any concerns?
No, sir. No.
Can I get a motion to approve Buffalo High School's homecoming request for a street closure, East Fetterman from Main Street to Lobbin Street, October 10th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and a parade request on Main Street at 6:30 p.m.?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Tracy Colson, Buffalo Track and Ski Club. A request for a variance to City Code 16-26-1, noise ordinance for New Year's Eve shoot.
Well, this is the same thing I was here for last year. It's the same thing. We're going to start shooting at 12:01 a.m. Our rules are if we get to the club, we're going to shoot. I regretted that last year. I let them wipe the cold. It was 13 below zero when we shot last year, but we had five brave individuals that got that. So the sheets there are signatures from the two people that are closest to the club that I think the noise would affect, and they both said no, they don't have any problem.
Did you have any complaints last year that you heard about?
None that have been brought to me or the club that I know of. So.
Yep.
Chief, any concern?
No, sir.
Can I get a motion to approve a request for variance to City Code 16-26-1 for noise on New Year's Eve shoot?
Make a motion to approve Buffalo Track and Ski Club's variance, request for variance to City Code 16-26.1, noise for New Year's Eve shoot.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1460, a resolution authorizing the town and city of Buffalo to join with other political subdivisions of the state of Wyoming as a participant in the Wyoming Cooperative Liquid Assets Security System, or Wyoming Class, the trust, a pool fund for investments.
I'd move to approve resolution 1460.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to designate additional official depositories, Wyoming Class and Peak Investments?
I move to approve the additional depositories for Wyoming Class and Peak Investments.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Reports. City Legal. You don't look like Dennis.
I'm not Dennis. I'm Trace, and I'm here for Dennis. He's out today. And we don't have any reports, but I'm happy to answer any questions you might have if I can.
Thank you.
Terry AC, the building inspector.
Mr. Mayor, see, he's already turned off. I told you.
I should
have it up. Council, from the building side, since July 1st, we've issued 70 building permits. Four of those were for new homes, three detached garages, majority of them new roofs, 18 new roofs, lots of AC and furnace swaps, a few fences here and there. Looks like this month we're going to get an official application from Big Home Co-op, excuse me, Big Horn Co-op. Petition for annexation, so they're looking to come into the city and join us, it sounds like. Get all the good benefits of city water, sewer, and all the good stuff. So we're also still looking into annexation of Deer Park Campground this month. There were some things that just didn't get covered last month, so they didn't get ran through planning and zoning, but that will be on the agenda again this month. So looks like we're expanding a little bit. Other than that, I don't know anything else. If there's any questions.
Chief Bissett.
Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, Council. So we finished up the month of September with just over 2,900 calls. Into dispatch, of those 2,900, we had 997 that our officers responded to. That's up from last year, about 120 incidents. So a little busier in September. We ended up with two arrests over the course of the month. One was on the DUI arrest. Last Wednesday, we participated in the Right Road Project held at the high school. Us, the Sheriff's Department, was over 100 volunteers. Full day, just a phenomenal event. I was very proud to be a part of it. I think it was quite impactful for a lot of the students, and I know, even myself, it was just great to see. And so I thank everybody that came out and supported us in that event. We did have a call for service on Thursday where we had a vehicle, a late reported theft. In that theft, the victim reported a gun was taken from an unlocked vehicle. However, she believes that that may have occurred about a month and a half ago, which falls into our time frame of the other burglars we had and the other weapons that were taken. The weapon that was taken did not match the one that we still have in our custody that is yet to be accounted. Nobody's reported stolen yet. So I believe that fell into that trend that we had about a month and a half ago, but that was reported. Monster March we talked about. We have, you know, street closure ready to go and plenty of officers on board for that event. And other than that, that's all I really have tonight. I'll answer any questions if you have any. No. Thank you very much.
Larry Cooper, Public Works.
Well, Mayor and Council, I don't have much, but we've been working on this new series this week, trying to catch up on the last of the street cuts before the snow flies. That's about it.
Any questions for Larry? Hearing none, we'll move on to oral written comments. Oral written comments.
Yeah,
Mayor and City Council, thank you for listening to us again. We are the neighbors that surround the HEP property. We attended the Zoning and Planning Commission meeting a week ago, and we understand that the permit that was asked for was denied. We just want to make sure that we are where we think we are and that area will be cleaned up within the 10 days, I believe, since last Wednesday. So can you shed any light on that for us?
Was it 10 days? Was there a date?
It's not a date. I'm working with them. I actually just was on the phone with Paula Hepp and reiterated that we need to get things moving there. We can write an official abatement notice and give them a 10-day, but I'm more or less saying I'm communicating with them, the property owners, and they're aware of what needs to happen. So I was going to give them some time to get their stuff moved. I mean, you know, it takes a little bit to get some businesses moved. And things out of there. So, like I said, I was in contact just before the meeting with Paula Hepp and reiterated what needs to happen. So, I believe they're under their understanding. I've talked to the boys, the businesses that are in there. So, I'm just giving them a little time to get their stuff together and get what they need. But they're aware of what needs to happen.
Okay, thank you for that, Terry. We were under the understanding that they did have 10 days and there has been nothing started yet that any of us can see. We still have, Saturday night we had a truck unloading at 9 p.m. on Sunday and Saturday mornings we have things. They're, honestly, we don't think anything is happening. And we think they're going to take as long as they can to make something happen. And we're not out to put anyone out of business. We just want it moved out of the residential zone that it never should have been in the first place. So we need a little bit of haste going here, maybe a little bit of pressure that we need to get moving on this.
Okay.
So,
I'll follow up with the two folks sitting at that table right there and we'll see where we go. Are there any other rooms? Yes.
Hi, Council. Most of you don't know me. I'm Jurgen Hackert. I'm one of the residents that Marshall was referring to. I was at that meeting on the 27th, previous on Thursday, and thanks to Marshall, she did pin Terry down and try to get a time limit because up to now they've been not in compliance. So when, in fact, the zoning board said you're not in compliance and that stuff needs to be moved, Marshall pinned Terry down. He did actually say 10 days I was here. So for him now to say, well, you know, whatever, I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think it's right. And for the 10 days to pass and for nothing to have even been started, it's kind of in violation of the things that were agreed upon amongst the council members in the zoning board and amongst us here. So I think something a little stronger than, yeah, just let us know, maybe it needs to occur. So, thanks.
I thought it was a totally different topic. I just want to, Mayor and Council members, I apologize for my tardiness, and I just want to thank you for the approval of the street closures and everything for the VHS parade and barbecue. We appreciate at high school very, very much that you guys allow us to do this and to support my wish of Wyoming. So I apologize again for my tardiness. You guys are really on the ball. Teachers would be very proud of your timing. Thank you.
Any other oral written comments? Hearing none, announcements. Planning and Zoning Board meeting October 25th at 1 p.m. City County meeting, October 18th at 7 a.m. City Council meeting is October 18th at 5 p.m. City Hall is closed October 10th for Columbus Day. Can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
Move to approve the bills as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?